Hermione, April 15th, Beijing, with the restriction continued.
First of all, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astodara Sata Shri Shimar Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
那么首先我向我具足的崇拜的Diksha Guru Om Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astodara Sata Shri Shimar Bhakti Vedanta Swami
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Astodara Sata Shri Shrimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
那么其次呢，同样呢，也向我具足的崇拜的哈 Diksha Guru 训示灵性导师 Om Vishnu Pad Astodara Sata Shri Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj 的莲花主尘土，然后自己呢无数的顶拜。
To all of our disciplic succession of spiritual masters and to all the assembled devotees.
也向我们整个使徒传系的灵性导师以及在座的奉献者顶拜。
So it's very nice to see you all super sincere devotees again today.
所以我再次见到你们这些非常真诚的奉献者的话呢，我很高兴。
As I mentioned earlier, when Gurudev sees most of the rest of the world, He does his big grave Jagat Guru role. And then whenever he sees you all, he just bursts out laughing in great glee and joy and lets you all jump on his lap like his little children.
但是Gurudev看到其他国家的奉献者的话都是那种Jagat Guru的形象，就是很严肃，很庄严的严肃，但是敬中国奉献者的话，他是又笑呢。 就是很开心，然后我们就差不多要跳到他的腿上去了。And
I can tell when I speak to you individually that you all have a lot of deep things going on in your hearts.
那时候跟中国奉献者去个别交谈的时候，发现了你们有很多很深的东西在里面。So
yesterday in the morning, In the afternoon, we had the slideshow, but in the morning, we were discussing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami, continuing that.
那么呢，昨天下午呢，我们是讲了这些画作，就是说那些幻灯片了。那么我们现在继续昨天早上讲的课程呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu对 Rupa Goswami 的教导。We
were reading about the different aspects of prema.
像昨天我们早上这课的话呢，讲到了 prema 的不同层面，不同的展示，不同的特征。Once,
in Mathura, Gurudev was giving a series of lectures on the book Prem Vivart.
那么有一次的话，Gurudev在Mathura的时候呢，讲一个系列课程呢，是 Prem Vivart，这本书。And
he said, if you don't understand all these different differences between the different kinds of devotees. Then you'll end up thinking that Putana is superior to Mother Yasoda. It's very important to understand the distinctions so we can keep our very focused goal in mind where we want to go.
那么呢，Gurudev讲到了，如果你不清楚，不同奉献者，就是没有这种分辨能力，不同的分辨能力去分别，不同的奉献者这个层次等等，那么你会有时候会变成认为Putana的话，比Yasoda妈妈还要好。And
just to show the importance of hearing directly from Gurudev, this beautiful Hari Katha, when he was giving that course in Prem Vivart, he said, even if you have all the money in the world and all the money in the universe, it wouldn't equal to the value that you're getting from a few minutes of this class.
那么的话，你想象的话 ，Guru Day 的讲这个 Hari Katha 的价值所在的哈，他呢在讲那个 Prem Vivak 啊这本书的时候呢，曾经对呢这个哈听众说了，他说你们把整个世界的财富哈加起来的话呢，都不能够呢抵得上的哈我这一堂课里面 Prem Vivak 哈这些课里面的a few minutes， 因为几分钟啊哈
，moment
啊，甚至呢一刻钟哦都不止。
So in that regard, regarding the valuableness.、
嗯
Of this kata, I want to refer to something that Champakalata Didi mentioned yesterday about her keeping, I think it was her, keeping her posters in her room and nobody could see it.、
嗯、那么我们讲到哈这个课题的这个价值性的时候呢哈，我先回到呢哈，就是昨天 Champakalata 呢，好提到一个问题，就是说他自己呢。将安了一个像神像房那样把这画呢挂起来但不允许任何人进去的。
Was that you that said that?
是你说的、啊。
So actually she was right.、
嗯、实际上她的做法 实际上她的这种做法也是对的。
Because she was correct up to yesterday.、
嗯、
Now she needs to change, but up to yesterday she was correct, and I'll explain why.、
啊、直到呢昨天为止的话呢她都是对的。但是呢从昨天到今天的话呢就 要纠正一下了。为什么呢
I think many of you have been to Vrindavan and you've been to Rup Sanat and Gaudiya Math where upstairs we have the room of Seva Kunj.
那么哈你们都去过的话 Vrindavan 朝拜的那个奉献者的话呢都知道哈这里呢 Rup Sanat 的庙啊这 Vrindavan 那个 Rup Sanat 的庙第二层的话呢哈就供的是那个 Seva Kunj 的原作啊就是最第一幅画啊原作啊在里面的。
And they do six RTs to those paintings every day.And they put them to rest, and they treat them just like deities.
那么这个画的话呢，就是说呢，每天呢是有六个灯仪的，啊，不是三个灯仪，六个灯仪哈，而且呢，让他们睡觉等等哈，就像神像要照顾的，那 Seva Kunj 那个。
And there's grass and three-dimensional deer and parrots and peacocks. So it's just a real Kunj.
这样的话，
a Kunj altar.
啊，一个呢哈，森林花园的哈，这种呢神像神台啊，神像台样子。那么有草啊，有鹿啊，有这些鸟雀啊，等等哈，各种各样的东西在里面，动物。
So when the paintings were first completed back in 1993, and that altar kunj was first constructed.
嗯，那么当哈这个画像的话呢，在1993年完成的时候呢，哦，这个呢神台才开始哈就是建成的哦。
I noticed that the doors were built in such a way that you couldn't easily see inside.The doors, the glass doors of the altar kunj were constructed in such a way that you have to kind of like put your head in if you want to see the mandris on both sides. You couldn't just see the whole thing from outside.
一开始他们门哈，他那个玻璃门呐，啊，做的那样子的话呢，你得探着头哈，你才能看到里面啊，周围两个啊，四个牧牛姑娘 mandri 的。
So I complained to Gurudev and I said.Because the doors were just built. So I said, why don't you have him rebuild the doors, the glass doors, in such a way that it's easy to see.
所以呢我当时呢就像 Guru Day 哈我就抱怨了哈说呢这个门哈要呢重新建啊让呢那些人哈能够清楚地看到啊这个神台。
So he said, oh, you want to make this an ordinary thing?
那么哈他就跟我说哈他说呢你把这个东西哈就把它弄成了一个很普通的东西了啊。
Even Brahma and Shiva cannot see this scene, and you want to make it for everybody to see it, then it will become like an ordinary thing.
啊，那么他说了哈，甚至布拉玛和西瓦的话呢哈，都难以能见到这些啊场景的。那么你想把它变成一个普通东西，那你它就变成普通的了。
And Gurudev said he didn't want it published in books and and he said even the devotees in ISKCON shouldn't see this picture.
哦，那么 Guru Day 当时说呢，
pictures of the mandris
啊，这些 mandri 的这些啊，还是要控制这个画哈、啊，甚至不要在书上去出版啊，不要报纸派发，甚至 ISKCON 的奉献者都未必啊给他们看。
And even before the mandris were done, when only Seva Kunj was done,、
嗯、
he said, I don't want this sold in. He said, this is my heart. I don't want this sold in Loy Bazaar.
那么他当时呢就说呢，只是先把昆曲这个画完成哈，还没有周围的四个木牛姑娘还没完成的时候，他就说了，我不希望这个画作呢在 Louis Bazaar 这个地方卖，就是印度那个文达文一个市场那里啊，他说不希望在那地方再去贩卖啊，因为这是我的心来的。
So in that way, we could appreciate how lucky we were and the value of what we were getting.
所以呢，以这种方式的话呢，我们有时候呢哈才能真正去呢。哦，明白哦，就是说呢，我们多么幸运哈、哦，这个东西有多有价值的。
I mean, we couldn't really appreciate it, but we got some glimpse.
哦，虽然我们现不能够完全欣赏，但是呢，都多少呢哈，瞅到了一点点。
It wasn't until years later that he changed.
那么是多年以后的话呢，他才改变了这种。
Years, it was like 12 years later.That he said he wants it to go everywhere.
那么当十二年之后了哈，就是呢，2005年啊那样子了。那么就93年到12年以后，那么差不多那个时间呢，他才希望呢这个画呢广泛派出去。他那时候也没有。
And I think he did that. I mean, he knows the future, so he knew he was going to change.
因为他知道未来哈，所以他知道呢有的东西要改变。
But I think he wanted us to first appreciate, you know, his sangha, his disciples, to appreciate the value first.So that when it does come time to distributing them mass, we'll be appreciating what we'll be distributing, and we can help others to appreciate it.
那么他首先呢，让自己的团队的人哈，也就是我们本身啊，这个三个哈，这个团队的人呢，去欣赏这个东西的价值。等你们欣赏之后呢，你们去派发的时候呢，才会帮助其他人欣赏到这份东西的价值。所以他先关门。
Even as we discussed yesterday, many won't appreciate it, and it doesn't matter right now. They'll get the super tea so they can appreciate it later. But those who can appreciate it, they will because we've appreciated it.
Means that those who don't appreciate, they will appreciate later.
They'll appreciate it later, so that's not a problem. But for those who can appreciate it now, because we've been appreciating it secretly for so long, we'll be able to make them appreciate the fortune that they have.
所以呢，对于那些哈不能够呢哈当下不能够欣赏哈不能够欣赏的人的话呢，他们稍后哈才会去呢欣赏这东西。而我们呢，已经曾经哈就说呢珍视过这东西的话呢，那么我们呢会帮助其他人啊去理解啊去欣赏这些东西。
So Champakulita, did you that clarifies it further satisfactorily?
这个有没有把你这个问题呢弄清楚了啊
？Okay, so we're continuing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing with Srila Rupa Goswami.The different kinds, the different intensities of prema in different realizations that take place in Vrindavan and Dwarka and Mathura.
那么这里面的话就是说呢，九天大部呢哈，像Rupa Goswami的话就澄清了呢，在Vrindavan 啊、Dwarka 哈、Mathura 等等不同地方哈 prema 的哈这些呢展示和这些觉悟了。
An example of the difference is that we were reading about how when Mother Yasoda saw the universal form.She didn't, in Krishna's mouth, she didn't think that he was God, but when Arjuna saw it, he begged forgiveness.
所以我们进行了不同层面的一些比较了，比如说阿朱娜呢看到这个在有时候的妈妈在那 Krishna 口中看这个宇宙展示的时候她是不在乎的就是说看过了以为呢是 Krishna 就是说呢有鬼等等。那么呢，但是呢，如阿朱娜呢在那库鲁之野上看到这个呢展示，它是一种诚惶诚恐
And now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to be giving other examples of the differences.
那么呢哈，紧接着的话，马普布呢给予呢哈下一个呢哈区别的例子。
He says here, although Krishna was joking with Queen Rukmini, she was thinking that he was going to give up her company, and she was therefore shocked.
那么有就说呢，在笑话时光里面讲到哈 ，Krishna 有一次呢跟 Rukmini 在开玩笑而已哈。那么但是呢，他以为呢他要放弃他了哈，就是放弃。放弃这个王妃了，所以他呢感到呢，好像就很吃惊的啊，很震惊。
While Krishna was joking with Rukmini and Dwarka, she became full of distress and fear and lamentation.
所以呢，当然哈，就是呢，Krishna 跟 Rukmini 呢开玩笑的时候呢，他充满一种恐惧啊，一种痛苦啊，这种情感。
She dropped her hand bangles and the fan that she was using to fan Krishna. Her hair became disarrayed, she fainted, and then suddenly, when she fainted, she looked like a banyan tree that was knocked down by high winds.
那么这里面描述就是呢 ,Rukmini 手中的这些呢手镯掉下来了头发呢散开了然后呢 整个人倒下去的时候呢，好像被一个呢哈这个那个风啊吹倒的这个榕树一样啊，整个呢倒地啊。
So then our Prabhupada explains in the purport a little bit of the background of this story.
那帕帕德呢在那个要旨里面呢就提到了这个故事的一些背景。
And I think you have Prabhupada's Krishna book in Chinese.
那么呢你们可能都有帕帕德的这个啊第十篇的一些故事 Krishna 的故事啊这个。
So you'll find this story in great detail there.
你们可以在这里面哈找到一些呢细节哈。
So Krishna was speaking to Rukmini in his bedroom.
所以呢 ，Krishna 呢有次呢哈在 Rukmini 的这个呢哈房间呢跟他对话了说话。
Just to test her sincerity, he began joking with her.
所以呢，为了测试哈他这种诚心的哈这种真诚呢，那么他跟他开玩笑。
By presenting himself as poor, incapable, and an unfit lover for her.
那么把自己呢哈就是说呢说成是呢一个呢。非常的穷啊，没有资格啊，就是说呢，没有能力的这么一个呢，爱人。
He said, "Oh, you're so rich from such a good family. You're so beautiful, so qualified. Whereas me, people don't even know who my mother and father is. It's like, is it this or is it that?"
所以呢 ，Krishna 开始了嘛，跟呢哈 Rukmini 说哈，他说呢，你来自一个很富裕的家庭，很高贵的家庭哈，是公主来的嘛，而且呢，你长得很美，很美貌啊，很美丽啊，很有资格哈，但是呢，我呢。就是说呢，就是说默默无闻的无名啊，就是人们都不知道我的父母叫什么名字啊，而且呢，我长得很黑哈，又没有资格。
So I myself will take you to a better husband. Just tell me who you want, and I'll take you there.
他说呢哈，我会把你呢，就是说呢，引到一个呢哈更好的丈夫面前的哈，你只要告诉我你喜欢谁哈，我把你带过去。
So not understanding that he was joking, she started, you know.Trembling and weeping, and then finally she fainted.
那么 Rukmini 哈不明白的呢哈 ，Krishna 只是跟他开一个玩笑而已哈，他呢就开始呢哈就是在那抖啊，然后呢晕倒啊哈，在那流泪等等。
And so actually, when Gurudev was in Australia, he told something very deep about that story.
那么在澳大利亚的时候呢哈 ，Gurudev 讲了这个故事哈很深的一些东西的。
That actually Krishna was thinking after she fainted.If I knew how unqualified she was, I wouldn't have joked with her. Because if I joke with the gopis, they just joke right back with me, joke better than me.
那么呢 ，Krishna 实际上在那 Rukmini 呢晕倒之后呢，他在想哈，我要知道他这么就是这么没资格哈，这么没水平的话呢哈，我就不会跟他开这个玩笑了哈。他说呢，要是我以前我跟牧女姑娘开玩笑哈，他们会呢哈返回来呢哈跟我开回玩笑。
And rather they tell him he's finished and he better not come back again.
就是相反的话，那牧女姑娘会说呢哈，你完蛋了哈，你玩完了，你不要回来了。而不是呢哈，会晕倒在地上哈，牧女姑娘是不会这样子。
So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings up the story that I told yesterday about when Mother Yasoda saw the universal form in the mouth.
那么马布呢哈就讲在这里面呢提到了呢。Yasoda 妈妈在呢 Krishna 口中看到宇宙形象的这个哈逍遥时光。
The Lord is worshipped by Indra and other demigods, by the followers of the three Vedas who offer him sacrifices.
那么呢，就是说呢，主的话呢，被 Indra 哈抵达的其他半神人呢，所呢哈，is the followers of demigods or demigods and the followers of Vedas, both.
He's worshipped like Indra and other demigods.Yeah, I know, it wasn't so clear. He's worshipped like Indra and other demigods by the follower of the three Vedas.
那么他呢就说呢是三个伟大经的追随者呢把他当作呢像 Indra 其他半神一样的崇拜的就当作神一样崇拜。
Who offer him sacrifices?
这些人呢向他呢献上
祭祀。I think it's the wrong editing. I think it should be he's worshipped by Indra and other demigods and by the followers of the Vedas.Who offer him sacrifices. So he's worshipped as the impersonal Brahman by saintly persons who understand his greatness through studying the Upanishads.
那么哈，就是那些圣人哈，能够明白他的伟大哈，这个神境里面，还有呢，研习这个呢，奥义书这圣人的话呢，把他当作哈非人格的房来崇拜。
As the supreme person by those who analytically study the universe.
那么那些呢经研呢这个宇宙的人呢那么呢把它当作呢这个呢
as the all pervading super soul by the yogis
把它作为哈至尊神的崇拜，然后呢，作为瑜伽师的话呢，哈，把它当做呢哈遍群漫游的这个超灵。
And as the supreme, I don't know what it meant by Purusha, and as the supreme personality of Godhead by the devotees.
那么哈，奉献者的话呢，哈，把它当做呢哈至尊性格神手。
Maybe Purusha means the universal form because it says, when it says by the devotees, it's Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Purusha must mean something else. Nonetheless, Mother Yasoda considered the Lord her own son.
但是呢，哈，Yasoda妈妈呢，还是把呢 Krishna 当做她自己的儿子。
Although Krishna is beyond sense perception and is unmanifest to human beings.
那么尽管 Krishna 哈超越呢感官的这个呢。哦，这种的测知啊，那么他依然哈，就是说呢，对人类来说哈是不可呢，不可测夺的。
He takes up the guise of an ordinary human being.
但是呢哈，他却呢扮演了一个呢哈普通的人的啊、哦、这个形象。
Thus, Mother Yasoda thought of him as her own son.
因此呢，Yasoda妈妈哈把他当做自己的儿子。
And she bound Krishna with a rope to a wooden mortar.
哦，她将那 Krishna 用一个绳子的话呢，哈，绑到了一个岩磨上啊，木岩磨。
As if he were her ordinary naughty child.
哦，就看起来好像是她自己普通的一个呢，哈，调皮的孩子。
I think you all saw the painting, you know, of Mother Yasoda binding. So, you see that there's a gopi laughing in the back.
啊、哦，那么大家看那幅画哈，昨天看那幅画，Yasoda妈妈把 Krishna 绑起来的时候呢，有些牧女姑娘哈在后面在笑她。
See, the other gopis were laughing at her and making fun of her because she couldn't bind Krishna.
哦，那么呢，其他牧女姑娘哈，因为那些瘦的妈妈一开始哈不能绑住 Krishna 了，所以呢，在取笑她。
But she said, "They're not going to laugh at me. He's my son. So if I have to fast for years, I'm going to bind him." And she was turning all different colors like red and yellow and.
嗯，所以呢，她呢就决心了哈，她说呢哈，不得让他们哈取笑我哈，因为他是我的儿子。哦，不论我呢，我戒食数年哈，我也要呢，就做很多苦行啊，我要把他绑住啊。所以他
He has to learn how to behave like a good boy, otherwise he's going to get in a lot of trouble when he grows up.
啊，所以呢，他说了哈，我这个孩子的话呢，一定要好好的哈，成为一个呢好的孩子啊，不然的话呢，他长大以后会有很多麻烦。
So this is Kevala or Shuddhabhakti, pure spontaneous devotion.
所以这称为呢 Kevala Bhakti.
Completely free from any sense of the Lord's opulence.
啊、还有Shuddha Bhakti、啊、纯粹的奉爱、啊、就是完全的、啊、没有呢、啊、体察到呢主的、啊、这些呢、啊、富裕啊这方面的特征、啊、
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that Krishna had to carry Shridham on his shoulders like we discussed the other day、
啊、那Mahaprabhu呢在这里面也提到了、啊、就是关于呢
And other boys had to carry other boys because、
啊、
it was two teams
那 Krishna 会呢、啊、就是说抬着呢 Shridham、啊、等等那些牧牛童啊这段小时光
Then there's a quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, My dear most Krishna, you are worshipping, this is from Radharani, showing the difference in the two, between her and Rukmini.
那么这里面 is Radharani's words.
This is going to be Radharani's words.
那么这是呢引述了《薄伽瓦坛》里面 Radharani 的一句话。区别呢 ，Rukmini 和 Radharani 的。
My dear most Krishna, you are worshipping me and giving up the company of all the other gopis. This is when Radharani left the Rasa dance, and even though there were billions of gopis, Krishna immediately left to follow Radharani.
那么
，so she's saying this.
那么这里面的 Radharani 就说了哈，哦，亲爱的哈 ，Krishna， 你呢崇拜我哈，然后呢就说呢离开呢哈所有的牧女姑娘而独独哈与我在一起。
So my dear most Krishna, you are worshipping me and giving up.The company of all the other gopis who wanted to enjoy themselves with you.
也就是说呢，你放下了啊，所有呢想与你一起享受的哈这些牧牛女。
So then Mahaprabhu says, thinking like this, Radharani considered herself Krishna's most beloved gopi.
所以呢，这样想的话呢，哈 ，Radharani 呢就认为自己呢哈是呢 Krishna 最心爱的牧牛姑娘啊 ，gopi。
And she became proud and left the Rasa Lila with Krishna in Man. Really, she became in Man, not proud.And left the Rasa Lila.
那么哈，他处于呢哈这个慢的情，他因为一种有这种骄傲的心态哈，他处于这种慢的心态的话呢，他就离开了 Rasa 之屋。But this is the afterwards. He's speaking like this.
Yeah, this is afterwards. After she left.
刚才那段话的话呢
？And after they met again in solitude.
刚才那段话呢是呢哈，他离开之后呢，与 Krishna 单独相会的时候说的话。
In the deep forest, she said, "My dear Krishna, I cannot walk anymore."
那么在森林中
，You can take me wherever you like.
啊，他就对 Krishna 说哈，哦，亲爱的 Krishna 哈，我不能再行走了啊，你可以呢带着我去哪里都可以。
Then when Radharani petitioned Krishna in this way, he said to her, "Yes, just get up on my shoulders."
所以当呢哈，劳多尼向他 Krishna 这样请求的时候呢，他就对他说哈，那好吧，你就爬到我的肩膀上啊。
So as soon as Radharani began to get on his shoulders, he disappeared, and then she began to grieve, over her request and Krishna's disappearance.
那么哈，当他呢哈，就说呢，即将要就是爬到 Krishna 肩膀的时候呢， Krishna 就突然消失了。这时候呢，他就呢哈，就在那里呢哈，感到极为的哈，这个这种伤感了因为他的要求还有呢 Krishna 的消失等等。
So on one hand, it said that she was grieving over her request. That why did I ask him that? I was proud that he left me for the other gopis.
那么呢哈，就说呢，他说为什么我要对他有这个要求呢哈？我呢如此骄傲哈，就是说呢，认为呢他离开了其他牧牛女哈，独独与我在一起。
But at the airport once, Gurudev explained in Houston, Gurudev explained a very deep meaning underlying this.
那么当时呢，在休斯顿的一次呢哈，在飞机场的时候呢，古鲁德讲到了哈，这里面背后的一个含义深的含义。
Which is that Radharani could never be proud.
实际上
Krishna would never leave Radharani because she'sproud that, oh, he left her for the other gopis. He would never think like that. He would never dare to do that.
Radharani 的话呢，永远不会呢说骄傲，而然后 Krishna 也不会因为的话呢，因此的话呢而离开他的哈。
But rather, this was a drama that she and Krishna did for the other gopis.
但是呢，这也是他与呢哈 Krishna 一场的哈一场戏哈，就是说呢，是 Krishna 哈跟他呢演给呢哈其他牧牛姑娘看的。
Because she.When she was alone being worshipped by Krishna, you'll see the Shama, I think, just read it in the Gopi Gita. She was thinking, I'm here all alone with Krishna and all my sakis for whom I am more important than their own life. They're not here to enjoy with us. This is not very fair of me.
那么呢他当时呢哈，当 Krishna 与 Radharani 在一起的时候呢哈 ，Radharani 是怎么想的哈？他认为呢，我现在呢哈与 Krishna 在一起，而我的这些牧牛姑娘哈，她们呢本身哈把我呢视作呢哈比他们的生命还要重要的那么现在的话呢，我单独跟 Krishna 在一起，那么他们哈不能够与我们一起享受这实际上不公平
And at the same time, Krishna was thinking that because some other gopis were starting to approach.And Krishna was thinking, and it wasn't only Radharani's gopis, it was the other gopis as well. So, like Chandravali. So Krishna is thinking that if these other gopis come now, and they see me alone with Radharani, then they'll be jealous of her, and there'll be no question of a rasa dance.
那么哈，他 Krishna 就想着哈，因为其他牧牛姑娘正在尾随着来了哈，不仅是呢 Radharani 团体的牧牛姑娘，还有其他的牧牛姑娘，比如说 Chandravali 等等。那么呢 ，Krishna 想哈，他们如果过来看到呢哈，我跟 Radharani 单独在一起的话呢，会有一种嫉妒那么将不会有呢这个 Rasa 之舞。
So Krishna was thinking, if I leave Radharani now, and then the other gopis see, that her grief, her feeling of separation is much higher than theirs, then they won't be jealous of her and they'll honor her, and then we could have a Raslila.With her in the center, and everybody will be happy.
那么他说哈，如果其他牧牛姑娘哈看到呢 Radharani 这种的哈伤感比他们要更高哈，实际上会更加尊敬他，而他们呢就能够呢就说呢有一个呢哈以他为中心的哈这个 Rasa 之舞。
And that's
so actually, the gopis they know Radharani is higher than them or not?
Oh, sometimes.
Sometimes.
I mean, all of her gopis do.
那么我说呢，牧牛姑娘究竟知不知道呢 Radharani 实际上是更最高的
？And all of the See, there are four kinds of gopis.
他说有四种类型的牧牛姑娘哈。
There's the Swapaksha gopis, the Sahrit gopis, the Tatastha gopis, and the Vipaksha gopis. The Swapaksha gopis are the gopis in Radharani's own group.
第一种呢哈是在那 Radharani 的这个团体里面的
And I mean, for them, Radharani is their life and soul.
但对他们这些牧牛姑娘来说哈 ，Radharani 是他们的生命和灵魂。
And they are prepared to give over their life millions of times just to make her just to give if doing that would relieve her in any way, they would do that.
也就是说，他们甚至甘愿放弃生命 就是说百万次哈，如果呢这种他们放弃生命能够呢让他能够哈解脱痛苦的话呢，他愿意哈，他们愿意为他而做。
So, let's see, what am I saying?
The second group.
Oh yeah, so the second group is Sahrit. They're friendly, and they're more favorable towards Radharani, but they're kind of neutral to Chandravali, whereas her Swapaksha gopis are totally favorable to her and always try to keep Chandravali away. And Chandravali's gopis away.
第二种呢就是说呢哈，这个对 Radharani 的心态呢哈也是顺向的心态了，但是呢他跟 Chandravali 那边呢是保持一种中立啊，而跟呢区别呢 Radharani 对自己团队的木牛姑娘哈是完全的偏向呢 Radharani 的，这一种呢他心里面是偏向 Radharani， 但是呢对 Chandravali 那边呢是持一种中立态度的。
And the Tatastha gopis are neutral to Radharani and are favorable to Chandravali.
那么呢就是 Tatastha 这个这种呢哈 gopi 的话呢，它是呢对呢偏向于呢哈 Chandravali 多一点的，而呢对 Radharani 是保持中立的。
And the Vipaksha gopis are totally with Chandravali and will do anything that they possibly canTo keep Krishna away from Radharani and be with Chandravali.
而另外一边哈，叫 Vipaksha gopi 的话呢，是完全哈在呢 Chandravali 这边的，会呢不惜一切的话呢哈，想尽办法的话呢，让 Krishna 哈过来 Chandravali 那边，而呢哈远离 Radharani.
So what was your original question?
I said, does all the gopis know that Radharani is the
supreme? Oh right, right. So Radharani's own gopis and her and the Sahrit gopis, the friends of her Swapaksha gopis, they always know.
那么所以呢 Radharani 的团队的木牛姑娘和呢哈第二种类型的木牛姑娘的话呢，他们知道呢 Radharani 是最高的木牛女。
The Tatastha gopis and especially the Vipaksha gopis, they always want Krishna to be with Chandravali and they always think that Chandravali is the best.
所以呢哈，这个 Tatastha gopi 和呢这个 Vipaksha gopi 的话呢哈，他们会认为呢 Krishna 哈总应该呢跟 Chandravali 在一起，而且呢是觉得 Chandravali 是最高的。
And Chandravali always says that Radharani and the left wing gopis don't know how to love Krishna because they're always showing their left wing.
那么 Chandravali 的话呢会认为哈，这个左翼的木牛姑娘啊，不知道呢怎么去爱 Krishna 啊，因为他们总是呢展示他们的这种相抵触的情绪啊。
And Radharani and her group always say that Chandravali and her group don't know how to love or please Krishna because they're too submissive.
那么呢 ，Radharani 这一团队的话呢，木女姑娘会认为呢哈 ，Chandravali 这边的木女姑娘呢，不知道怎么爱 Krishna， 因为他们太顺从了。
And they don't know how to show man properly.
而且呢，他们不知道怎么展示 man 啊这种情感啊，
so,
恰当的展示 man.
So even though Chandravali's gopis think that she's superior, sometimes they get an inkling of how Radharani is superior, and that just drives them mad.
那么尽管呢哈。Chandravali 这些木女啊，这边木女姑娘哈认为呢 Chandravali 哈高哈，但是呢有时候他们也有机会呢看到一点点哈 Radharani 的这种呢这种高超之处了这样会让他们呢发疯哈，气得发疯啊。Is angry or not?
They get very upset, very angry.
然后就是说呢，很烦心了哈，就还要疯掉了看到呢。
Then they try to forget it.
他会忘记试图呢忽略这一点忘掉他。
Like one instance, is when Chandravali's gopis were glorifying Chandravali to Lalita and Vishakha and saying how Chandravali enjoys looking at every part of Krishna's body. She appreciates so much every part of Krishna's limbs of his body.
就像有一次的话 ，Chandravali 这些木牛女的话呢，哈，跟了 Lalita Vishakha 在说话哈，她说呢，你看 Chandravali 的话呢，哈，她可以她欣赏的话 ，Krishna 的身体的每一个部分。
So then Lalita and Vishakha said.Oh, well, our Radharani is not so fortunate because as soon as she sees one limb, she immediately gets lost in it and can't even get herself out to look at the next one.
那么呢 ，Vishakha 和 Lalita 呢哈就说了哈，他说呢，我们的Radharani 的话呢没那么幸运哈，他只要呢盯上他一个部分的话呢哈就出不来了就老看到那个部分。
So that was one thing that got them mad because they understood Radharani's superiority.
那么这也会让到他们哈就气得发疯了，知道呢 Radharani 的哈就更高。
And then another instance is when they saw Radharani without any ornaments. I forget why she didn't have ornaments. But she was dressed very simple. They saw that even when she's dressed like this, she's so beautiful, even more than Chandravali, when Chandravali's all opulent.
Mm.
So they realize it sometimes, but then they always try to forget. They always forget.
Now you click me off.
Oh, sorry.
Alipo. 在吗?
Is she there?
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
那么有一次的话呢, Chandravali的这些牧牛女呢, 看到呢, Radhani完全没有打扮自己, 没有装饰物的时候, 那么看到她样子的话呢, 比呢, Chandravali呢, 还要漂亮, 所以他们呢, 就觉得, 她更高, 实际上。
Well, hello, Sarvamangala. Now listen about Chandravali. Okay, so actually it was like a drama that Krishna and Radha were doing, that, yes, Krishna left you for me, but when they said they were sprinkling water on her face, and what happened to you, why are you grieving so much? Well, Krishna left the Rasa dance with me, but then I got proud, so he left me too, and now I'm all alone without him. And they could understand. They weren't envious because of what she was saying, but still they could understand that her feelings of separation were much higher than theirs.
所以的话呢，他们会呢过来安抚他，或是呢撒一点水给让他舒醒过来哈。那么呢，他们会Radharani会说哈，他说呢，因为我很骄傲哈，所以呢Krishna的话呢在Rasa之舞的时候呢，离开我们，离开我。那么他们会不会因此的话呢而嫉妒他，而是呢会明白到他这种分离的情感呢，实际上比他们更高。
And if you want to hear another interesting thing about that, Radharani has one aspect of her love, which is an aspect of prema, called prema vaichitya.
那么呢, Radharani的话呢, 还有一种呢, 这个呢, prema的一个方面叫,
prema vaichitya, which means
prema vaichitya,
sometimes, even in the presence of the beloved, even in Krishna's presence, Radharani may feel that he's not there.
所以呢, 就算呢, 爱人呢, 在你身边的话呢, 他也感觉到, 他不在那里, 这种情感,
And even when he would be consoling her and saying, I'm here, she'd be in such a state that she wouldn't see him and she'd be like beating her breast and saying, oh, Krishna will never come back.
尽管呢, Krishna 就在旁边安慰他, 说我在这儿, 但是呢, 他依然, 好像呢, 视而不见了, 而呢, 会捶胸顿足啊, 说呢, oh, Krishna, 你什么时候能够回来?
As she was at Prem Sarovara with the Madhu Mangala and the bumblebee, Madhu Sudan.
所以呢, 这个逍遥时光呢, 在那个花湖啊, Prema, 爱湖, Prem Sarovara 这个湖, 这个湖, 这个湖上的话呢, 有在这段逍遥时光的, 上演,
I think most of you know that pastime.
很多人知道这个逍遥时光,
so,
Prem Sarovara, 这个蜜蜂啊,
so, when Krishna was still worshipping her and they were still together, and then after she thought that, oh, my gopis, how could I enjoy with Krishna without them present to share the enjoyment?
所以当呢, Krishna 在跟他一起呢, 在崇拜他的时候的话呢, Radhani 就想着, 那我的这些牧牛女伴呢, 他们呢, 不能与我一起呢,
And after she said, oh, Krishna, I'm tired, I can't walk anymore, you can take me, carry me, or whatever.
所以呢, 他说呢, oh, Krishna, 我累了, 你能不能, 就是说, 抬着我,
So after that, and before Krishna disappeared, she went into this state of prema vaichitya, where she thought that Krishna was gone, and she was already in her deep trance thinking like that, and Krishna could see that she already thought he was gone, and then he left.
所以的话呢, 他进入了这种 prema vaichitya 这种情感之中, 在Krishna没离开之前, 也就是说呢, Krishna在他面前呢, 他也觉得他没在, 处在这种状态下的话呢, Krishna的话呢, 就离开了。
So it was her own love that brought about that state of separation, not his leaving.
所以呢, 是他的爱的话呢, 引发了这种呢, 分离啊, 而不是呢, Krishna离开他, 是他这种爱啊, 他已经进入 prema vaichitya 这种情感之中了, 就觉得他那个人, 好像不在了, Krishna没在那里, 所以呢, Krishna就离开了。
That's why her love is the supreme emblem of causeless love, because it doesn't depend on what Krishna does.
因此的话呢, 这种爱呢, 称为呢, 没有缘故的爱, 它并不取决于 Krishna的, Krishna在不在啊, 怎么样子啊, 它不取决于他, 它完全独立的一种呢, 没有缘故的一种爱。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing in his discussion with Srila Rupa Goswami.
所以呢, 这里面呢, 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢, 跟呢,
Oh no, first there's another quote by the gopis from another chapter.
其中还有一段呢, 牧女姑娘的引述的一个文章。
To show the difference in their love and the love of the queens of Dwarka.
就是呢哈，区分呢他们的爱呢，Dwarka 的王妃她爱的区别。
This is after Krishna left the Rasa dance, and all the gopis are looking for Krishna together.
那么哈，当呢 Krishna 离开呢哈 Rasa 之舞的时候的话呢，所有牧牛姑娘哈一起呢在找他。
And this verse is in that the book Gopi Geet, along with very very deep purport of Gurudev's.
那么哈，这本这个诗节的话呢哈，在呢 Gopi Geet 这篇文这本书里面也有 Gurudev 的哈这个评论。
Dear Krishna, we gopis have neglected the order of our husbands, sons, family, brothers, and friends, and we have left their company to come to you.
他说呢，哦，亲爱的 Krishna 哈，我们完全呢，我们这些牧女姑娘哈，忽略了呢。自己的哈父亲啊，哦丈夫啊，儿女哈，就兄弟啊，姐妹等等的这个训示了啊，我们离开他们的这个呢陪伴儿呢哈，来与你在一起。
You know everything about our desires.
你知道我们哈心中的这个一切的愿望。
We have come only because we are attracted by the supreme music of your flute.
啊，我们来这里呢哈，是因为呢我们受到了哈你这个呢笛子哈这个呢笛声的哈这个吸引。
You are a great cheater, for who else?But you would give up the company of young girls like us in the dead of night.
You are the great cheaters. For who?
Because who else but you? I mean, you're a cheater. Because young, beautiful girls come to you in the dead of night, and you just leave them. But in the process of cheating others, you yourself is cheated, because now you're cheated out of our company.
What do you mean? Cheated out of our company means you. Another, we could not have our company.
Yeah, that's so. In the process of cheating us, you're cheating yourself.
Oh, I understand. Very, very crooked.
Yeah.
Words. 那么牧女姑娘哈就说了哈，她说你是个骗子哈，但是呢，你在这骗人过程中哈，反而把你自己给骗了啊，因为在这个深夜之中的话呢哈。就说呢，这你吸引了这些年轻的牧牛女来嘛？哦，他说，你说哦，你们让你们回去吧。但实际上的话呢，你因此的话呢，也得不到哈、哦、这些呢年轻哈、哦、美貌的牧牛女子的哈、哦、这个陪伴。实际上你自己骗了自己。
And then in Gurudev's lecture on this verse, he was saying that the gopis are saying, that most cheaters they cheat to gain something, but you don't even gain anything by your cheating. You just cheat for the sake of cheating.
那不是在讲到的话 ，Krishna 的话呢哈，牧女姑娘会说哈，她说大部分的骗子的话呢，啊是骗东西骗人的话呢是想得到东西的，但是你骗的话呢，只是为了骗你啥都没有得到哈。
In this way, you're ridiculed even in a society of cheaters because you're so foolish that you don't gain anything and in fact you get cheated yourself. Even the cheaters think you're dumb.
你在骗子之中的话会被嘲笑的哈，因为呢你没骗到什么东西，你啥都没得到啊。
It's like if somebody's digging a mountain, and then somebody says, "Why are you digging the mountain?" He said, "Oh, just to dig."
哦，就说有人在挖那个山哈，那人家问他，你挖这个山干嘛哈？他说只是啊，为了挖而挖啊，没什么，没为什么。所以 Krishna 的话呢，他的骗只是为了骗而已哈，他没得到什么。
But that's not there in the verse, so it's so important to get Gurudev's lectures.
但是呢，这个背后的这个含义哈，隐蔽的这个含义呢，没有在诗节表面上，而是呢哈 ，Gurudev 呢把它揭示出来的。
In the verse, it simply says, "Oh Krishna, you're such a cheater because who else but you would leave beautiful girls like us, young girls like us, who come to you in the dead of night?"
哦，他说呢，哦 ，Krishna 哈，你是个骗子哈，除了你之外，还会有谁呢？哦，离开呢，在这个深夜中哈，离开呢这些呢很年轻的女子呢？
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing, and now he's saying something that was later on quoted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami.
哦，那么现在呢，马布布呢哈讲述一个师姐呢，后来呢哈被呢 Rupa Goswami 引述在呢哈Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 这本书里面。
When one is fully attached to Krishna's lotus feet, one attains the samatha stage.
那么当一个人哈完全依恋呢 Krishna 莲花足的时候呢，他到达了叫呢 samatha。哦，这个阶段。
So the word samatha is derived from the word shama, and therefore shantaras, the position of neutrality, means being fully attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the verdict of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself.
他说呢，这个词哈 ，samatha 这个词的话呢，是呢抽字呢哈，就来源于呢啊 sama 啊这个词的。那么呢， 因此的话呢 ，santarash 啊，中立性的情感的话呢，啊，就是意味着呢，啊，完全的依附于呢哈 Krishna 的莲花珠啊，这是呢，啊，自尊性格神手哈、啊，它本身呢，这个就是说这个出自他的口的哈、啊，这个证据啊，也被称为呢自我觉悟啊，这个阶段。So neutrality actually is、
huh?
is a kind of realization, self-realization.
This is the beginning of self-realization.
所以呢哈、啊，中性的情感哈、啊，中立性的情感啊，叫 santarash， 实际上是已经是呢自我觉悟的。
So now in the following verses, Krishna is going to be, I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to be showing what I discussed yesterday with you, which is that each successive rasa has the qualities of the previous rasa plus more.
那么呢，这里面的紧接着四节呢，哈，提到了呢，啊，这个 rasa 哈，就是说呢，每个 rasa 呢，它包含了它下面的 rasa 的特征啊。那么昨天也提到了。
So the quality of Shantaras is freedom from material attachment and also attachment to the absolute truth.
那么呢哈，中立性情感的话呢哈，这个特征呢就是说呢，啊，依附完全的哈，脱出呢哈这种物质的依附，而完全依附于呢哈绝对真理。
So then Mahaprabhu is quoting Krishna's words that when one's intelligence is fully attached to my lotus feet. But does not render practical service, then one has attained the stage of Shantaras.
这里面引述的哈是 Krishna 说的话哈，当一个人呢依附我的莲花珠，但是呢还没实际从事于服务的时候，他成为呢 Shantaras 中性的情感。
So that means like somebody may say, oh, I'm attached to Krishna, but until he reaches at least the first stage of Prem, Shantaras. Full attachment to Krishna is not there because it means there's still material desire.
那么有人说哈，他依附 Krishna， 但是实际上的话呢，除非你先到达哈 Santaras 这个阶段啊，那么呢才会有呢哈真正的这个依附。So we have to go through all these rasas until we reach Madhura.
No.
那我问的问题呢，就是说呢
，Whatever you are, you get right away.
我们是否呢要经历所有这些情感呢，才到达我们的法定构成上位置那个 rasa 呢？他说不需要。
Okay, then Mahaprabhu is talking about the different qualities, qualities of a person in Shantaras.
那么他讲到了哈，在 Shantaras 中的人哈，他不同的品质。
He has sama, which means that he's attached to the lotus feet of Krishna.
他对呢哈 Krishna 的莲花主呢有依附哈 sama。
He has dhamma, which means his senses are controlled and not deviated from the Lord.
那么他也拥有 dhamma 哈，就是说呢。他的感官呢已经受到控制了哈，不会呢偏离。
He has tatiksha, which means endurance and unhappiness. He's not unhappy even when there's a condition of unhappiness.
第三种的话就是能够忍受的话不幸的哈不开心的东西，就是、说呢他总是快乐的。
And he has dhriti, which means he controls his tongue and his genitals.
那么哈他有 dhriti， 就是说呢控制了舌头和呢生殖器。
And he gives up all desires not connected with Krishna.
他放弃了所有呢哈跟 Krishna 没有关系的欲望。
So these are the qualities of Shantaras.
这是呢哈在呢中立性情感 Santaras 之中的人的品质。
He desires neither elevation to the heavenly planets nor he doesn't want liberation.
他既不想呢哈提升到天堂，也不想要解脱。
He considers these things no better than hell. He doesn't make a distinction.
他认为呢，
it's all material.
这些东西的话呢，哈，跟地狱没有分别的，也就是上天堂啊，或者解脱啊，跟地狱没有分别啊。
So in brief, he manifests two transcendental qualities: detachment from matter and attachment.
所以的话呢，哈，就是简单的说呢，他发展了两样东西哈，一种呢是对物质东西的弃绝啊，放弃，还有呢依附于呢哈这个绝对真理哈，依附于的 Krishna.
He's not afraid of anything.
他呢无惧无畏。
He doesn't make a distinction between heaven and hell.
啊，地狱和呢哈天堂没有分别，对他来说没有区别。
So just like if we're discussing the creation of the elements from subtle elements to gross by the glance of the Lord mixed with time, each successive element has the qualities of the previous element plus more.
所以的话呢，我们分析哈这个呢物质宇宙啊哈。就说呢创造的时候呢它这些物质元素啊每种元素的话呢哈就是说它这物质元素混有时间的话呢哈就是进行了整个创造那么这个元素的话呢它包含有前个元素的所有品质
like for example if you have sky ether space
首先是以太哈空间了。
Sound is a quality of ether.
那么呢，这个声音啊，拥有呢这个呢，以太的这个特征。
And that's why your mobile phones work.
这就是为什么哈，你的呢这个呢，手机哈能够运作。
Because hundreds of thousands of miles of space, I can travel through sound.
是因为声音能够呢哈穿透呢这些空间。
And reach you at the other end.
然后呢，在另外一边哈到达你啊，这是什么？像呢我们现在手机哈这个穿透。
So then after the element ether comes the element air. And air has two qualities, the sense of the quality of sound and the quality of touch.
啊，那么呢，紧接着这个元素的话呢，哈，就是呢空气。那么空气呢，拥有呢两个品质，一个呢是呢声音，另外一个呢是触觉啊，它拥有这两个，它就是在稍后的元素，首先是以太，然后是空气。
It's because of the air that we have this sense.
也因为呢有空气的话呢，哈，我们呢有这个触觉啊感觉。
So similarly in Prem, Shantaras has two qualities.And then Dasiras has those qualities plus more.
所以呢
and so on.
啊，仆人的情感的话呢，哈，拥有呢中立性情感的其中两个特征，那么再加上他自己的啊，还有一个啊，也就是说呢，越往上面的这些呢 ，Rasa 哈，情欲关系呢，他拥有呢下面所有的这些呢啊特征。
So the problem with Shantaras is that there's no intimacy there.
那么这个呢哈 ，Shantaras 里面的特啊这个呢问题呢就是呢
，No intimacy at all.
啊，没有呢亲密感，中立性。井水不犯河水。
But at least he comes to the platform of realizing his constitutional position.
但是呢，起码他到达了哈，就说呢，觉悟自己的哈这个呢构成性位置这么一个呢啊特征。
Only, and he doesn't have any intimate relationship.
啊，也就是说呢，只是呢哈觉悟到自己的构成性位置哈，而没有任何亲密度。
But then, when one is raised to the platform of Dasiras, then he understands the full opulence of Krishna.
那么当一个人哈上升到呢 Dasiras 的时候呢，他完全呢。哦，去明白到呢主的全然的富裕。
And therefore in Dasiras, so he also has detachment from material desires and attachment to the Supreme Lord, but he has the addition of appreciating the Lord's opulence with awe and veneration.
那么这仆人情感里面哈，他拥有呢前面呢 Santaras 里面的两个特征的哈，包括呢弃绝物质哈，依附至尊主啊，还有呢。他完全哈去欣赏，能够呢完全欣赏主的哈这个富裕，
plus,
而且呢怀有呢这种恭敬的心绪。
Plus, he's engaged in practical service, which always gives happiness to the Lord.
那么从事于呢哈实际上的这个服务了，然后呢总是呢给主带来快乐。
By giving happiness to the Lord, he gets happiness.
那么通过哈给予主快乐的话呢哈，他得到呢他的快乐。
According to the happiness we give to the Lord, we get that happiness.
所以呢，根据我们给予哈，给予神的哈这个快乐的话呢，我们得到哈相应的快乐。
The highest happiness to give to Krishna is the happiness of arranging his meetings with Radharani.
所以呢，最高的哈能够给予 Krishna 最高的快乐的是安排呢哈他与 Radharani 的相会这个快乐。
And therefore, to attain the attainment of Manjari Bhav, or maid servant of Radharani, is the highest pinnacle of devotion attainable by the living entity.
所以的话呢哈，就说呢，得到 Manjari Bhav 哈这种年幼牧女姑娘的情感啊，是就是说呢，一个呢哈生灵啊，一个姬娃哈，她所能达到的最高成就哈，这种分外的巅峰状态啊。
And therefore they get the highest happiness.
因此的话呢，这种 Manjari 的话呢，她能得到呢最高的快乐。
So the qualities of Shantaras are present in Dasiras, but service is added.
所以的话呢哈 ，Shantaras 这个品质的话呢。在 Dasiras 里面呢是拥有的，而且它加上了一个呢服务啊这项内容。
And then the qualities of Shantaras and Dasiras are both present in those in fraternity or Sakiras.
啊，那么在呢朋友的情感哈 Sakiras 里面呢包含有呢 Shantaras 哈中立性情感以及呢 Dasiras 哈仆人情感里面的这些这些品质的。
So Sakiras has the qualities of the other two, but because they have the additional quality of the confidence of fraternity, the confidence of friendship, the awe and reverence is covered over by that sense of friendship.
那么呢，就是说呢，朋友情感里面拥有前面这两种 rasa 的这种品质了，那么才加上一种呢，就是呢，对一种呢，友谊啊，友情啊，一种呢信心啊，自信心啊，就是说因为这种呢，信心的信念的话呢，他的这个呢，对主那种，What is covered?
awe and reverence.
哦，这种恭敬的心态呢，哈，就被覆盖了啊，被这种的情感呢覆盖了。
It's like this. Suppose you have an ounce of salt.
就像你有一些盐啊。
So if you taste that, it's going to be very salty.
你直接呢品尝的盐的话呢，很咸的。
Now suppose you have 2 ounces of salt and 2 ounces of sugar together, and you mix them up.
但是呢，现在你有两盎司的哈这个盐，还有两盎司的糖，两个是同等的哈重量的，混在一起。
There's more salt there than there was before, but because it's mixed with sugar, it tastes less salty.
那么因为呢，现在的话呢，盐比刚才的盐还要多哈。刚才是一盎司，现在是两盎司，但是的话呢，因为你跟糖混杂在一起，它就没那么咸。
Then suppose you have four ounces of salt with 10 ounces of sugar.
现在的话，你是有四盎司的哈，这个呢盐呢，但是你有十盎司的哈这个糖。
So there's still more salt, but it tastes less salty than before because there's a lot more sugar.
啊，那么现在的话呢，你单独看盐的话呢哈。比刚才还要多啊，四个盎司了。那么但是呢，因为呢，它跟十盎司的哈这个糖呢啊混在一起的话呢，实际上呢更这个咸味呢更少了点。
Now suppose you have a ton of 10 ounces of salt and 1 ton of sugar.
嗯，那么现在呢，你是十盎司的哈盐的，哦、啊、加上一吨的哈这个呢糖。
There's a lot more salt than before, but you cannot taste it at all.
那是呢哈，现在的盐的话呢哈，比先前都要多，但是呢，你这个咸味啊，根本就品尝不出来了，因为有一吨的糖啊。
So it's like that with Vaikuntha, going to Dwarka, going to Mathura, going to Vrindavan.
嗯。
And then within Vrindavan, it's also
opulence.
It's also graded.
嗯。
Like the servitude in Vrindavan and the Sakya and then the paternal.It's also graded like that.
所以这个例子呢哈，可以运用在呢哈这个呢啊 ，Vaikuntha 呀 ，Dwarka、Mathura 和 Vrindavan 这些情感。那么 Vrindavan 之内的话呢，是情感呢，还有这种 rasa 的不一样啊，像仆人的情感啊、父母情感啊、朋友情感，还有呢爱人情感。那么可以用这个例子来啊来呢啊解释。
So in Sakyaras, Mahaprabhu is continuing. In Sakyaras, sometimes the devotee offers service to the Lord, and sometimes the Lord offers service to the devotees, like.He may have to carry Sridham on his shoulder.
所以呢哈，在 Sakyaras 哈，在朋友的情谊之中的话呢，有时候呢哈，奉献者会给呢主做服务，有时候呢是主啊 Krishna 的话呢给奉献者做服务。
So awe and reverence is absent on the platform of fraternity because that ras is predominated by the sugar of confidential service.
那么这里面的话呢哈，这种呢恭敬的心态的话呢。哦、就被这种呢、友情啊、所覆盖了、啊、所就是说呢、所遮蔽了、啊、
Therefore, Sakyaras is characterized by the qualities of all three rasas.、
因此的话呢 ，Sakyaras 的话呢是、有这三种 rasa 的这特征的、啊。
And on that platform, Krishna is controlled by the devotees.
那么在这个阶段的话呢 ，Krishna 开始呢被奉献者所控制。
In Sakyaras, who think themselves equal to him.
因为呢哈，在这个阶段的话呢，奉献者哈把 Krishna 看作呢与他是对等的、平等的、平起平等。
So you think you're so great, Krishna, just before you did that, but you haven't seen my prowess.
啊，所以的话呢哈，这时候呢哈，这个处在这种情感中的奉献者的话呢说呢哈，你做这东西呢，你以为呢哈你很了不起哈，你看看我的啊 ，my prowess.
My my power is.
啊，我
my abilities.、
嗯
Like you know Madhu Mangal, his funny Brahmin friend, who's a Brahmin coward boy.
Yeah.
He tells Krishna that when you go to the forest, you have no conception of how to enjoy.
嗯，那么有一次呢 ，Madhu Mangal 哈，这个呢，这个婆罗门哈，这个牧牛童的，那么对 Krishna 说了哈，他说呢，你去森林的时候哈，你不知道怎么享受。
Because you and the gopis never really.Fully relish the fruits of the forest, as like I do.
嗯，他说呢哈，你不像你那跟那些牧牛女哈，从来不像我那样哦，能够完全的哈品尝啊，享受呢这些森林里面的果子。
He's always joking about eating.
啊，因为他总是呢在吃这方面哈开玩笑嘛，怎么搞哈，他好吃。
So now we come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to the platform of parental love.
那么这里面哈，Mahaprabhu呢来到呢哈。这种父母之情啊，啊，这种情感。
So parental love has everything that Sakya, Dasya, I mean Shanta, Dasya, and Sakya have, but it has one additional thing.
所以呢，哈，这个呢，这个父母之情啊，这种情感的话呢，它包含有下面的哈 ，Santaras 啊， Dasyaras 以及呢 Sakiras 呢这三种，还多一点东西。
And that is called maintenance.
那么这种多东西的话呢，称为呢 maintenance.
Maintenance, they take care of him.
啊，照顾啊，照顾这种情感，照顾主啊。
The coward boys, they also feed Krishna. You know, they'll feed him and give him a place on their lap to rest. But they don't have the concern that Mother Yasoda has.
那么呢
It's late and you're going to be so tired. You have to go take rest now.
那么呢，哈，牧牛童有时候呢也会呢，哈，比如说呢喂 Krishna 吃的东西啊，啊，这个呢腿上呢给他哈歇息啊等等。但是呢，他这种呢情感的话呢，不如呢哈父母情感那样照顾的那样子的啊周到。比如说呢，哦，现在啊，那个天色已经晚了哈，要去休息了等等啊，像父母一样的啊，这种照顾。
Okay, so the essence of fraternal, love, is intimacy devoid of formality and reverence that Dasyaras has. Now going back to friendship, friendship is the intimacy devoid of the formality of awe and reverence that's in Dasyaras.
所以他讲到朋友的情感里面的这种呢亲密度的话呢，啊，就没有那么正规的哈，就说很正统的，像呢，啊，这种呢 Shantaras 或者是呢，啊，Dasyaras 里面有的哈，就规规矩矩啊，啊，没有这种规矩。
So now back to paternal love, which has maintenance, due to a greater, still greater sense of intimacy, the parental love one chastises and rebukes Krishna.
啊，那么这时候呢，因为呢更多的这种呢，亲密度了，那么呢，在父母情感的奉献者的话呢，甚至可以呢责骂主啊，可以责怪。
For his well-being, of course.
啊，也是为了他的好处哈，他可以责骂主。
Like the coward boys, they go with Krishna when Krishna steals butter from the other houses, but they don't.You know, stop to think that, well, he may grow up to be a thief in his older life, and then that'll cause him so much trouble. But Mother Yasoda is thinking about that.
比如说呢，哈 ，Krishna 会跟呢哈牧牛童呢去偷奶油了，但是牧牛童呢不会说想着啊，哎呀 ，Krishna 现在要偷东西，以后呢可能会变成一个贼啊，一个大盗。但是呢，母亲的话会这样想啊，有时候的妈妈会想啊，我的孩子如果这样整天偷东西的话呢，以后呢哈变成一个贼啊。
So why do they chastise him?Because Mother Yasoda thinks that I'm his maintainer, and if I don't chastise him, he's not going to grow up properly.
哦，所以呢，为什么他要骂啊 Krishna 的话呢？哈，因为他觉得自己哈摆在了一个呢，一个照顾哈他的一个角色了哈，所以他说，如果我不责怪他的话呢，他啊，那么他不会能够很好的成长。
So therefore, because of the extra added thing of maintenance, like a son, therefore this mellow or this rasa.Paternal rasa has four qualities, the qualities of Shanta, Dasya, and Sakya, and paternal.
所以的话呢，因为呢特别的这种哈照顾的一种情感的哈，所以在这个呢，父母之情啊这种 rasa 子里面的话，它包含了呢下面呢三种哈，还加上他自己多一点的这一些啊，就四种。
And because of this increased sense of intimacy, there's more transcendental nectar there.
所以呢，因为这种哈更高的一种的哈亲密感了，所以呢它有更强的哈这种甘露在里面更多。
So the exchange, Mahaprabhu is continuing that the exchange of spiritual happiness between Krishna and the devotee, in which Krishna is controlled by the devotee, is compared to an ocean of nectar.
那么这里面讲到哈 ，Krishna 与呢啊奉献者这种呢啊交流啊啊，也就是说 Krishna 受到哈奉献者控制哈这个这种情感的话呢，啊就像呢甘露之洋一样。
And both Krishna and his devotee are plunged and drowned in this ocean of nectar.
啊，那么。Krishna 和呢奉献者哈，两者的话呢哈，都沉溺在哈这个呢哈甘露之洋里面。
And this is the verdict of the verdict of learned scholars who appreciate Krishna's opulence.
那么这也是呢哈欣赏呢 Krishna 富裕那方面的哈这些呢圣者们哈他们的证词了哈，他们的就是说证词。
And who's the example of the person who appreciates Krishna's opulence?Who know that the highest nectar is Krishna's pastimes in Vraj?
那么谁是呢？哈，这个呢，能够真正欣赏呢，哈 ，Krishna 的富裕，并且知道呢，啊 ，Vraj 的逍遥时光，哈，是更高的逍遥时光的。这个人是谁呢
？Maybe you can sing it with me.
你可以跟我一起唱啊。
Iti drikswali labirananda kunde swagoshami marjanta.Akhyapayantam Tadiyeshitagneshu Bhaktarjitadvam Guna prema tastam satavriti bande.
Ananda.
That's Damodarasticam. So translation. You can just give the translation.
那么这是呢哈，这个达摩达尔八藏歌里面哈142页啊，142页。
Page.
第三段啊，他唱的是第三段。P142页。
Okay, now that you have the page, let's sing it together.
P142页啊，第三节啊。
Jaksvalila biranandha kunde Swagosanyama jantam akhyapayantam
Tadiye sita jeshu bhaktai
jitatvam
Kuna prematastam satavriti bande。
Together say the translation.
你们一起念一下那个中文意思啊。
透过这样的童年逍遥时光，他永恒的令格古拉的居民沉浸于纯粹喜乐之时，并藉由他们而知会那些渴望知道他至尊富裕和全能的奉献者。唯有那些抛开他富裕伟大这种认知的人，才能征服他。我怀着深厚的爱意，一再崇拜那位达摩达尔主 Krishna。
Good. How?
好。
How do you say very good?
很好。
Huh?
很好。
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 Okay, so now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to the platform of conjugal love.
那么这里面哈，马普布呢，紧接着提到了哈，这个呢，爱侣情怀啊。
So on the platform of conjugal or amorous love.For Krishna, it includes rendering service, having the relaxed feelings of fraternity, it has the feelings of maintenance, but it has one extra increase, which is the increase of intimacy.
More increase
of intimacy.
所以的话，爱侣情怀里面的话，拥有呢服务啊，就是仆人情感里面的服务，还有那种放松的感觉哈，在朋友情感里面啊，在朋友那样放松。那么呢，还有呢父母情感的一种照顾。那么在进入然后爱的循环里面增加更强的一种的亲密感。
Then Mahaprabhu continues, on the platform of amorous love, the devotee offers his whole body in the service of the Lord.
所以在然后爱的循环里面呢，这个奉献者的话呢，他讲个身体哈，贡献出来啊。
Thus on this platform, all the transcendental qualities of all the other rasas are included.
所以的话呢，在这一个的话，rasa 里面的话呢，其他的 rasa 的品质的话呢，这里面全部包含。
So then maybe you'll say, well, but all the devotees offer their whole body to Krishna. They don't only offer half their body for Krishna's service.
那么奉献者就问哈，那么其他奉献者也把自己整个身体啊供奉出去了哈，也不是说呢供一半啊，供哪里啊？为什么这里面说呢？
And if you say that in one sense, that's very true.
那么从一个角度来说哈，这是对的。
All the devotees engage all their senses, their eyes, their ears, their nose, everything in Krishna's service.So why is it making a big thing about the gopis offering their whole body?
啊，所以的话呢，他说呢，所有的奉献者呢，都将他所有感官哈投入服务了哈，他们的这些呢，就是说的舌头啊等等啊感官哈都投入服务。那么这个跟牧牛姑娘啊将整个身体供奉上去，那有什么区别呢？
Because Krishna can enjoy, the body of the gopis without the addition of anything else.
Addition of anything else.
Without anything else. For example, I will offer Krishna a fruit with my hand.
Yeah.
So I'm engaging my hand, but Krishna's not enjoying my hand, he's enjoying the fruit.
那么牧女姑娘的话呢， Krishna 的话可以呢，就说呢，不需要任何附加的东西，可以直接享受牧女姑娘的身体，而不像我们那样，比如说呢，我们用手供奉一个东西给 Krishna， 那么 Krishna 实际上享用的是这个东西，我们当然有手也从事服务了，我用手比如说第一个槟榔啊，第一个东西给他，但他享受的是槟榔，他不是享受的直接享受我的手啊，但是呢牧牛姑娘的身体他可以直接享受的。
With my arms、
啊、
I'm going to carry a big bunch of flowers to Krishna、
啊、我用
我的 So Krishna is pleased with my arms because he carried the flowers but he's not going to smell my arms、
啊、比如说呢我用那手臂呢我抱着一大捧花 给 Krishna 哈，供奉 Krishna， 但是的话呢 ，Krishna 会欣赏我手臂做的这个服务啊，但是呢，他不能够直接吻我的手臂啊，就是不能不是直接享受我的身体的某个部分啊，他做出服务啊。
So like the cheek, like my smile. Krishna will appreciate. No, that's not a good one. Okay. So I'm gonna glorify Krishna with my mouth.
比如说我用的。
And Krishna will taste and relish the words coming from my mouth, but he's not gonna taste my mouth.
所以呢，我们用嘴巴哈去荣耀 Krishna 哈等等，那么 Krishna 欣赏我们嘴巴哈这个服务哈，这个舌头的服务，但是呢不能够品尝我们的嘴巴啊，这嘴啊我们。
But with the gopis, he tastes their mouth and smells their arms.
所以的话呢，但是跟牧女姑娘的话呢哈，她呢可以直接的哈去呢哈去品尝他们的嘴唇的哈，唇上的甘露，以及呢哈去拥抱他们呢，去闻他们的这个身上的哈这个体香啊，这个像手臂的哈这个香味。
So their love includes the love of all the other previous rasas. Because they'll also give a fruit with their hand.
Yeah. 所以呢，他们的服，他们的这个呢，爱的话呢，包含有呢其他下面的这些爱哈，比如他们做的服务啊，他们也用他们的手呢，递给 Krishna 东西。
And Krishna will appreciate the fruit from their hand.
那么 Krishna 也会欣赏哈，他们手中呢递给 Krishna 这个呢。
But he'll also appreciate their hand.
但是呢，他同时也欣赏他们这个手。
When Radharani goes, no way, Krishna, with her hand.
当 Radharani 呢哈对 Krishna 说哈，你没门儿啊。
Krishna goes completely mad. He doesn't know what to do with himself.
Krishna
he just wants to.
疯掉了哈。
Just wants to grab her.
只能想抓他。
He just goes crazy. How could she do that to me with her hand? And he just wants to pull her hand back.
他只是想哈去赶快拽他的手哈，而不会想哈他怎么能对我这样子呢哈，就说拒绝我哈。
So where Krishna controls these big demons, he's controlled by Radharani going like this. Get out of here.
Krishna 的话呢哈就可以呢控制和杀死很多恶魔。
He faints just by saying that.
但是呢哈，如果呢 Radharani 对他做这个手势哈，不行啊，没门啊，那他呢会整这个晕倒啊。
So in that way it says, on the platform of conjugal or amorous love, the devotee offers his body in the service of the Lord.
所以呢，这里面讲到了哈，在 conjugal 在这种呢爱侣情怀中哈，这个奉献者完全把身体哈供奉给主啊做服务，他就是主呢可以呢没有任何附加的，可以完全享受他们的身体。
Mother Yasoda can offer her neck. In her son's service, but she can't offer her whole body for him to taste.
亚瑟的妈妈可以把脖子给供上去哈，脖子那块哈以上的可以供上去，但是呢，不是整个身体哦，不是整个身体。
Okay, so we just have just a few more verses. Oh, wait a minute. There is. I might as well just finish it.
Yeah. Here.
So. Okay. Yeah. There's only like 3 or 4 more verses. So all the material qualities evolve one after another in material elements, beginning with ether, as I mentioned. So similarly, by gradual evolution, first come one quality develops, then 2 qualities, then 3, then 4, then 5 are found in earth.
Earth has all these qualities.
Yeah.
那么他讲到了物质元素的进化哈，就说以太呀，刚才讲到以太哈，它拥有声音的这个品质。那么呢，其次呢，到呢空气哈，空气呢拥有声音和呢触觉，一直呢直接发展到土，土呢拥有呢所有这些品质。
It has the sound that the ether has, it has the touch and sound that the air has, it has the touch, sound, and form that the fire has, it has the touch, sound, form, and taste that the water has.
那么火呢拥有的是形态啊，这个品质，那么水呢是味道啊，那么呢土呢啊， what's earth?
Smell.
味觉啊，味觉。
So similarly, each successive rasa has the what the other has plus.
所以呢哈，类似的话呢哈，上面一个 rasa 的话呢，拥有下面的 rasa 的这些品质。
So similarly, the platform of conjugal love, the feelings of the devotees are all all the other devotees are amalgamated, and with the intensified taste is certainly wonderful, Mahaprabhu says. All the feelings of the other devotees and the other rasas are amalgamated in
mixed.
Conjugal. But the intensified taste is certainly wonderful.
那么这里面讲的哈，所有其他奉献者这些感受的话呢哈，在呢这个呢哈，这个爱侣情怀里面都融合在一起的啊，都融合了。但是呢，这种强烈度啊，它是非常的哈奇妙的，非常的就是。
So we'll conclude the last few verses this afternoon.
那么下面哈就说呢，我们下午的话呢讲最后呢结束的几个事件。
And I'll ask if there's any questions or comments.
那么现在呢有没有问题哈？关于今天早上讲的这些 ，Rasa 的进化 ，Rasa 的进阶。
就是开始提到那
慢这种情感啊，
就是指的这个
生闷气啊，
亲密的情感或者是没有距离的跟库什纳这个情感也属于慢。
是其中一种吧。He said man is one of the a kind of intimacy, like rather like the gopis with Krishna has with Krishna.
Huh?
Man. It's one kind of intimacy.
Yeah, it's increased intimacy more than sneha, more than yeah.
那么慢的话呢是哈比 sneha 这些就是 prema 之上的哈也要阶段嘛，比 sneha 等等的哈那些阶段还更多的亲密度，它会有这种怒气有这种生气的。
就像那木牛棍棍把那个奎师那捆起来，或者给他打扮成
女的，
或者让你拿那个给婆罗门他打扮成婆罗门，把那个面粉的食物都倒到他头上。是不是就是这种，也是属于这种
亲密度？
慢。
He said like Radharani, gopis dress Krishna up like a girl, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
And punish him, you know.
Yeah.
And then sometimes like when Krishna, when he disguise as a brahmana to come for begging from Krishna, Radharani, she will put all this doll, all this everything in her flowers on her head.
Yeah.
This is man also, expression of man or?
Oh, that's already when the man is already going down.
那么这是man哈已经呢下去的时候的一种展示。
那可是 already laughing.
他已经开始笑了这不是man。
Okay, you want something here? Then she does that and laughs and runs away.
他说呢哈，你想在这里要点东西哈，所以呢他呢。就给他弄了后呢，就笑着就跑开了。
She was happy that Krishna came to her disguised as a beggar.
因为呢，实际上他哈就是呢很高兴的哈 ，Krishna 做一个乞丐样哈来呢来到他面前。这已经是慢破掉了，破掉了慢这种情感。
It's the end of mind. It's over.
这是呢慢的结束，他已经破涕为笑了应该说。
Showing him that she's pleased with him and that made him happy.
也就是说呢哈，他就让他呢哈。知道他呢快乐了那么这也会令到Krishna的快乐。
我的问题可能比较低级，因为我特别堕落，我今天觉得这讲得非常高，所以有很多东西不是很理解的，真的我没有理解到这种程度。就我就从最简单的讲起就在我记得我在那个圣地的时候，你在讲的时候，查德瓦利是 Radharani 的孪生姐妹
不是孪生姐妹，她其中一个扩展。He said in the In Chandravali is twin sister of Radharani.
Not twin, cousin sister.
表妹，表姐。
They're definitely not twins because Radharani has much more qualities and beauty.
就说
因为 Radharani 呢有更高的品质和呢这个美德。
But cousin sister.
她是一个表亲来的。
那她也是木牛姑娘。
对，她也是木牛姑娘。
她带了一波木牛姑娘，那么这边还有一波木牛姑娘。
每个这个木牛姑娘她有团队的。
对。
这样很多木牛，像八位首要木牛姑娘都有她的团队的。
那八位木牛姑娘都是 Radharani 这边的木牛姑娘，可能108位对吧？是吧
？He said eight Astakasaki are all in the Radharani's group.
Well, those eight should Chandravali has her own
eight
bunch.
Also,
I'm not sure about the number, but she has her own small group.
那个这八个首要木牛姑娘是 Radharani 这边的。
But the eight like Lalita, Vishaka, Champakalata, Ranga Devi.Sudevi, Chitra, they're all Radharani.
Induleka. Champakalata.
Yeah.
八个首要木牛。
那他那边也带了一堆，是吗？那么我们比如说，我们渴求到那个往生到那个温达文去，那么我们就不知道升到哪堆去了。
He said we want to come to Vrindavan, so which group we are coming to, which Gopi group we are entering to, we don't know.Because in Vrindavan, so many group of gopis.
I'm sorry?
In Vrindavan, so many group of gopis.
When you say Vrindavan, you mean Goloka Vrindavan?
Yeah, Goloka Vrindavan.
Oh, yeah. Well, Guru Devis and Srila Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are teaching us that. Yeah.
Guru Devis and Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have already given us teaching.
We want to be, of course, in Radharani's group.
We want to be in Radharani's group.
But under Radharani, there's Lalita's group.
那么在 Radharani 呢哈，下面的话呢还有 Lalita 这个团队。
And Vishaka is in Lalita's group.
Vishaka is in Lalita's
group. Well, it's Vishakha is also a Yukteswari, like Radharani. It's a whole complicated thing, but Vishakha has her own group, but she's also within Lalita's group. Mm. And then Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, who's the head of all the Manjaris, is under Vishakha, under Lalita.
Oh, 那么他说 Vishakha 呢，也是一个哈牧牛的像首领那样哈，但是呢，他呢也在 Lalita 的这个团队之下的。而呢 ，Rupa Manjari 的话呢，是在那哈 Vishakha 的指导下，也是归属于那 Lalita 的啊。
And so our Gurudev is in one of the groups under Rupa Manjari.
所以我们 Gurudev 呢是在 Rupa Manjari 的哈，这下面的哈这些呢。团队
明白了，这
很清
楚了。
Actually, when she said that she don't know which group to enter into when we are in of this when we are died. Actually, when
Maybe
you realize、
what?
when you leave this world, actually when you realize your identity, you know which way.
Yeah,
to go.
You'll know way ahead of time.
他说呢，如果呢，你说你不知道你会往生到哪里地方去，他说呢，你肯定是提前要知道的，因为你觉悟你才能够进入那个地方的。你觉悟就包含的十一种觉悟嘛，这篇文章顾姐讲过嘛，十一种觉悟是吧？你的身体啊，你的服饰啊。
If you remind me at the beginning of this afternoon's class, we'll discuss that in detail this afternoon.
那么我们在下午课可以具体讲一点啊，就提醒我一下。
那我接着又还是这个问题，因为这所有的那个牧牛姑娘之主都是那个西瓦神对吧？
不是西瓦神，
不是。他是讲，就是我们要如果要进入这个圣地去，
对他守卫圣地，
他守卫圣地，对吧？那我们在这个做崇拜的时候，我不是为这个问题，就我们不是过了一个西瓦节嘛？我都不知道怎么绕圈，就拿那个就是崇拜他的时候，绕他七圈，绕他三圈呢。
He said, "How we worship Shiva? Shiva is the guardian of the."
This afternoon, it's a very long, beautiful topic.
那是很长的哦，那个命题。
Remind me at the beginning of.This afternoon's class.
我乱绕了七圈。
She said the Shiva Ratri.
Yeah.
She don't know how to worship Shiva. You know.
Yeah.
She said seven times or three times, don't know which you know what position he is.
We'll do everything tonight this afternoon.
下午课的话呢。
Because it's a long, beautiful, detailed subject.
同样的问题就是 Durama 了。
还有Ram。
Durama, Lakshmi, 还有那个。
Also Ram.
同样的就是崇拜的时候啊。
When how to be worship them?
Okay, we'll do everything this afternoon.
下午课讲这个
because they're all long subjects.
因为这个是很长的一个命题、啊、
They're important subjects.
也很重要、啊、
So they deserve the time.
加上猴王还有那个谁哈努曼我怎么崇拜然后我们 Gurudev 放在边上啊、陪着绕圈的时候我怎么办我先绕谁后绕谁怎么样我都搞清楚了就是猴王
都没
说 She said don't know how to worship these people you know, Gurudev is there also and all these
OK
other,
because
我们问题很短
One question.
Right, can I just have to finish answering that question? So we'll be finished with the Rupa Shiksha in like the first 10 minutes of the class this afternoon. So the rest of the time we can spend answering these particular questions.
他说呢，因为下午的课呢只有几节诗哈，这个 Rupa Shiksha 这个段呢就结束了。那我们就主要来回答这些问题啊。
Yes, Madhurika?
What's the Gurudev's name in the spiritual world? What's
you'll,
the Saki? What's
you'll have to learn that by Bhajan.
那你要通过你的灵修Bhajan呢去明白。
哦，你想从您这儿知道。我还有一个非常不情之请，我想知道就那个就那个叫什么昆甲的一个画里面，那个老张是这个样子，他在做什么？还亏上这个样子，他在做什么？
You want to know the position of Radhani, you know, like this, you know.
Position.
It's posture of Radhani. Posture.
I don't get it. The posture is there in the picture.
You know, gesture.
What does it mean?
What does this mean?
Okay, this afternoon.
下午。下午讲的。I should stop here.
Just remind me.
提醒一下。
And Gaur Premanandi Hari
Hari.
Kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna.